Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. God said to Prophet Moses, peace upon him, O Moses, he who loves me will not forget me, and he who is hopeful of my goodness will insist on appealing me. O Moses, I am never negligent of my servants, but I like my angels to hear the sound of my servants' whisper. Dear friends, God tells Prophet Muhammad blessings of God upon him and his progeny in Ayah 53 of Surah Zumar to declare on behalf of God, say, O my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah will forgive all sins. Indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. Sometimes injustice that others have committed against us makes us angry and causes us to utter insults. Often we are not able to control our anger, and this will soon lead to physical fight. This may even result in violence and unintentional murder. Fasting is an opportunity to control conditions and harness our inner forces not to cause regret. Fasting of the month of Ramadan is a good practice to increase patience and self-restraint, patience against hunger and thirst, while trying to be good-tempered and observing the rights of others will make the individual patient. Statistics indicate that this practice has been highly effective on social behavior in Muslim communities. With the start of the blessed month of Ramadan, crimes and felonies like aggressiveness, street fights, family violence, shop and house robbery, murder and abduction decrease. This truly proves that there is a direct relation between worship of God and reduction of crimes, frauds, and felonies. Ramadan is the month of practicing patience, and patience is one of the pillars of faith. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says that faith is like a body and patience is its head. Moreover, over 70 ayahs of the Noble Quran are dedicated to the issue of patience in the broad sense of the word. The Quran always recommends the faithful to be patient and promises unlimited reward for the patient. Ramadan causes the divine light to shine in the hearts and makes people more thoughtful and affectionate to one another. Such hearts will not be aggressive towards others. However, they are very tough and harsh against oppressors. These are the hearts which God describes in Surah Fat as hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. Now, in the second part of the program, we are going to mention some of the things that nullify fasting. These include eating and drinking, ascribing untrue things to God, prophets, and imams, sexual intercourse, breathing thick dust or make that reaches the throat, dipping the head below water, deliberate vomiting, and using enema. If a person intentionally eats or drinks something, his fasting will be nullified. But if he does this unintentionally, his fasting is correct. If the person swallows the food pieces between the teeth, his fasting will be nullified unless he does it unintentionally. If, while eating sahari, the meal before dawn, the person notices that it is time for morning azan or call for prayer, he should bring out the morsel and avoid eating anymore. So, if he swallows the morsel deliberately, his fasting is nullified. If the gum bleeds, it won't nullify fasting provided that the person spits it out. Meanwhile, if he keeps the blood in the mouth so that it becomes thin in the saliva, he can swallow it. Well, in this part of the program, let's hear what Lady Fatima, peace upon her, said on fasting during the blessed month of Ramadan. The dear daughter of the Prophet of Islam and the greatest woman of history, in her famous sermon at the Prophet's mosque in Medina, pointed to the most important deed in Ramadan, namely fasting. She said that fasting stabilizes sincerity and purity of intention. Thus, she says that the core and logic behind fasting is strengthening sincerity. She continues that sincerity is the sign of monotheism and theology. In view of this, the month of the divine banquet is the period in which human being recognizes God better and gains more proximity of God through fasting and other worships. Lady Fatima Zahra, greetings of God upon her, says, "The fasting person who does not keep his tongue, ears, eyes, or organs, what use will have his fasting?" Then she continues that the fasting person has done nothing through fasting if he has not kept them aloof from what is forbidden for them. According to the Prophet's daughter, true fasting is shunning sins and forbidden acts. Basically, any worship has an appearance and an inward. The appearance is what everyone does according to the religious injunctions, but what shapes the inward and helps the individual to reach spiritual sublimity and perfection are the conditions that make an act of worship pure. This way, our worship will deserve divine reward and will help us attain spiritual degrees.